Houston, Texas, and thank you for turning on, tuning in, and dropping out into the show. And I always like to introduce this show that I am unapologetically bipolar. I usually talk about mental illness, but I also enjoy talking about pop culture and sports. But yes, I am very bipolar. This episode is not really about mental illness. I'm just proud to be bipolar. But I just watched The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix for the 10th time. It's officially become my favorite movie. It's my favorite movie. It's number one. Like, I could just pick scenes that I just want to watch now. And my second favorite movie is Heat. My third favorite movie is Scarface. So my top three movies are The Joker, Heat, with Robert De Niro, Al Pacino, and Scarface. And I was watching The Joker, and, you know, there's always this big debate, like, who's better, Heath Ledger or Joaquin Phoenix? I mean, to be honest with you, I know I'm a prisoner of the moment, and you're probably going to say you're a prisoner of the moment right now. You just watched the movie right now. But there's this thing on YouTube where there's like 43 minutes. I heard that The Joker was on screen for 22 minutes. I saw this 43 minutes, you know, thing, video made, compilation on YouTube. And maybe he is on screen for 22 minutes, but the shit was 43 minutes. And it was just nothing but The Joker. No Batman. Every scene was The Joker. The clip is awesome when you watch it just with The Joker. But the thing is like, he's the Joker, full Joker the whole time. Like, the Joker movie is about Arthur Fleck, which is really is a fucking horrible name, man. Arthur Fleck is a shitty name. It's about Arthur Fleck turning into the Joker. Like, it has to build. He doesn't kill somebody until the first half an hour when he kills those three douchebags. Oh, spoiler alert. If you haven't seen The Joker by now, I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Spoiler alert. When he kills those three yuppie Wayne Enterprise douchebags who was messing with that woman and messing with Arthur Fleck, when he shot them dudes, man, his first kill was straight to the head. I found that interesting. First shot to the dome. Double tap the other dude and then gun down the last dude. And then it took a while. It took like another half an hour until he killed his adopted mother. Matricide, which I just did a podcast, actually, if you look back in my previous podcast about matricide, I find that interesting. People who kill their mother, people who kill their fathers, children who do that, Menendez brothers. But yeah, he was only Joker for 30 minutes. And the Joker is so awesome. Maybe we also need to lay out the, okay, look, Jared Leto, he will never be, he's not going to be in the pantheon of the Joaquin Phoenixes or the Heath Ledgers, which I don't want to get off, you know, subject, but I like this Joker better because he's mentally ill. And even though the Joker in Heath Ledger's performance, he's mentally ill, it was mental illness that drove Arthur Fleck and how society abandoned him. And I just feel like I relate more to Arthur Fleck's Joker, Joaquin Phoenix's Joker, than I do Heath Ledger. Like, to me, it's not just, I mean, his stuff is just calculated, mastermind, terrorizing. Like, this Joker's not terrorizing. And the people that he gets back and kills is everybody who did something wrong to him. And he just looks so fucking cool, man. I think Joaquin Phoenix Joker just looks better than Heath Ledger's Joker. I think he looks cooler. If I had to pick between which costume, like on Halloween to wear, I would wear Joaquin Phoenix. I think he just looked fucking cool, man. And being somebody who's bipolar, we really don't know Arthur Fleck's condition. I know he has that laughing condition, that long ass name condition. I need to look it up. I should have looked it up. I should have been a little bit more prepared. I'm not gonna lie, I just got on the mic and freestyle. I just love getting on the mic. Most of the time I prepare, but sometimes I just improvise. I forgot what laughing disorder he had, but that's really it. We really don't quite know the mental illness that Arthur Fleck has. But yeah, I think Joaquin Phoenix's Joker is better than Heath Ledger, but because Heath Ledger's the Joker more and he's just being more deranged, I think we like that more. And I just relate to Arthur Fleck. I related to his pain. I related to, you know, being bipolar. And people who are bipolar know it is off our meds. Shit, it's hard. Life is hard on our meds. Life is hard in general. Life is hard on our meds. And when we're off our meds, it can get really bad. And coming from somebody who's bipolar, he just became a hero for the mentally ill. And it's just the Joker. And the Joker's so mentally ill, like Joaquin Phoenix, he had to go see a psychologist. Jack Nicholson told Joaquin Phoenix that you have to be careful when you play this character. This character does something to the psyche. Shit, playing the Joker killed Heath Ledger. Now, we know it was a mix of cocktail of sleeping pills, but you know what he was going through playing the Joker. I mean, the Joker fucks you up mentally. It's hard. It's a very hard role to get into, but I'm just not going to lie. I mean, coming from someone who is bipolar, I just lean more towards Arthur Fleck. That Joker, that's he's the hero for us. Now, that doesn't mean, you know, bipolar people want to like act like the Joker and go and kill people. That's not it. But it's just like, it's just good to see like a good representation of something cool, badass, fun. But, you know, the story is about mental illness and the disenfranchised. It's about the disenfranchised and it's about the people. And I really love the fact that, to me, what makes Joaquin Phoenix better is that he started a movement. And that's what we're going through. You know, I participated in the Black Lives Matter movement. I protested. I kneeled. I got shot with a rubber pellet by the cops. I got tear gassed. The cops attacked us. We were peacefully protesting. The cops attacked us. But, you know, it's all about, you know, what's going on in society today. How the rich is getting rich and how we got 40 million unemployed people with coronavirus. People are upset. And then we have some rich douchebag, Thomas Wayne. Oh, fuck Thomas Wayne. Fuck Thomas Wayne. Get what you deserve. Get what you deserve. I just love the movement. But one, just like, but how they focus with the protesting, like one bad looter. And then not one bad looter, but, you know, a few looters. You know, they use the media that's against the Black Lives Matter movement, which, what did Trump call us? A terrorist movement? Shut the fuck up. How they try to focus on the looters instead of the peaceful protesters who was attacked by the cops. You know, now this whole Batman thing focused on one bad person who was protesting who murdered Thomas Wayne and fucked around and created the greatest superhero of all time. And let's not forget about the greatest superhero of all time, Batman. Batman's crazy too. Batman's crazy too. Batman dresses around in a bat suit. He lives in a cave. He can't have a stable relationship. He can't get married. He has no friends except Alfred, who's pretty much like his dad. He has no friends, has no relationship, lives in a bat cave, bat suit, dresses up as a bat, which is weird, jumps around and beats people up and assaults people. He commits assault over and over and over again. What gives Batman the right to beat people up? What gives Batman the right? He's crazy. I bet you if you gave Batman medication, I bet you he'll stop being Batman. He doesn't even think he's Batman. He doesn't even think he's Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne is a made-up character for him. Bruce Wayne is his alter ego. That's crazy. Because when he gets locked up and put in a padded room, which he belongs to, he belongs in Arkham Asylum. You put him in a padded room, he'll tell you he's Batman. He's not Bruce Wayne. Crazy alert. And of course, he watched his parents get gunned down. Of course it's crazy. Hold on, can I, give me a second while I light my joint back up. Of course it's crazy. I had a premonition that my father was gonna get killed. He got killed the next day. Shit, that makes me somewhat crazy. I could imagine actually watching my father get gunned down. Batman's crazy. But because he's rich and white and he's privileged, he can do what he wants to do. How he's working with the cops. And to be honest with you, for the cops allowing Batman to do that, the cops are crooked. So who's the real hero in this story? It's the crown. It's the clown prince of crime. The revolutionist. The criminal. The hero to the mentally insane. The mastermind. Self-made. The Joker. So to end my whole debate, I think Joaquin Phoenix, even though it's only a little bit, I believe for me personally, he was better than Heath Ledger. And I was going to begin the podcast by saying, knock, knock. And then you'll go, who's there? Knock, knock. Who's there? It's the police, ma'am, and two little children. Your husband was robbed and shot and killed. That really happened. That's how the police told my mother, my sister, and I that my dad was killed. Not funny? Well, all I can say is that's life. Sun King. Sorry, I'm back. I had to do something for my Laker fans. I am a crazy Laker fan. And recently, it was asked about doing a Last Dance version for Kobe. And I mean, everybody loved the Last Dance. Everybody feels that Michael Jordan is the GOAT because of that. I still feel like it's LeBron. But, you know, whatever. It's the GOAT. And he was asked about doing the Last Dance for Kobe, and Shaq, being selfish, said that he wouldn't do it. I mean, they're going to do a documentary about Kobe sooner or later. And he's saying that he doesn't want to be a part of it because he doesn't want to bring up old mess and old negativity. But that was part of the story of the Lakers. That was part of the story of the three-peat. The glory that you won and also the turmoil. There was a lot of drama between Kobe and Shaq. They became enemies. Kobe always felt that Shaq should have been more in shape, and that if Shaq was more serious and was in more shape, that they would have won. What did he say in that one interview? 5-6 titles? Shaq was undisciplined. And then Kobe did mention that time that, you know, that Shaq was paying for women, which I feel like there's nothing wrong. I mean, I believe that prostitution should be legal around the United States of America. But I want to see a Last Dance for Kobe. Kobe. On my greatest basketball players of all time, I have LeBron James, Michael Jordan, and then Kobe. And I want to see a Last Dance. And I feel like not bringing that stuff up once again, like, I want to see a documentary that tells the whole truth, not just the person that's dictating the documentary, telling, you know, putting the things that they want in the documentary and leaving things out. Like, I don't like documentaries like that. That's why sometimes I prefer unauthorized documentaries. But Shaq is being selfish. If they do a documentary about Kobe, which they will do, Shaq should be in it, and he should also talk about the problems that they had and be truthful and honest to the audience. Besides, they had their sit down when they did a little NBA with the rivalry thing, the NBA. He sat down with Kobe. He already sat down. They already made amends. You can put that in the story. But I want to see a Kobe Last Dance. Shaq is being selfish. Shaq should be in it. And the Lakers with LeBron about to go to the bubble, and we're about to win title 17 because LeBron is the best player in the world, playing for the best team, the Lakers. And we're going to win another title, Lakers. And thank you, Cap, for the statement that you gave about the 4th of July.